have a seat in that seat right there. Let me get my notepad and I'll be right back. Like I said, I'm Sergeant Davis with the Homicide Division. I'm going to talk to you about the events leading up to right now, okay, from last night. First thing I need to do is I need to get some personal information from you. What's your first name? And home address or local address? Is that apartment on that one? That's on campus, right?
Yeah, it's right by the law school.
And what's your date of birth?
Yeah.
Social Security number? Where are you from?
I'm originally from St. Louis.
St. Louis? Okay.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'5".
How much you weigh?
145.
And you're a UA student?
Yes.
And hair color's brown?
Mm-hmm.
Eye color?
Blue.
Okay, so what I want you to do is just tell me about how y'all got out to the, did you go out with the last, were y'all all out together the last night?
No, I was at the library.
You were at the library, okay.
Yeah.
So tell me when you first found out that something was going on with your friend then.
I was asleep and it was about, I want to say like 1 o'clock, she started texting all of us. And I woke up from the vibrations from my phone. And I read all the messages, and they were saying, like, please help me, please help.
Okay.
Can someone come get me? I need someone to help me, stuff like that. And so I got really worried, and I woke my roommate up, and I was afraid to go out there, because I was in Cottondale. She sent us the address, and I was like, I didn't want to go by myself, because at that point it was 2 o'clock. And so
I... Oh, so she sent you the address?
Yeah, she sent me the address of where she was, and I told her I was on my way. And I woke my roommate up. She went out there with me. We drove out there. I think I got her at like 2:15-ish. There was a taxi already there to pick her up, but I told her that I was there. And so she paid the taxi and got in my car. And we went back to my apartment for maybe like 2 minutes. She didn't really go inside. She was, by that point, telling me that she wasn't comfortable with what happened. And so I said, do I need to take you to the police, or do I need to take you to the hospital for like a rape kit or anything? And she was saying she didn't know what to do. And I said, well, it's up to you. I can't make the decision for you.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I want to do something about this. And I said, okay, was it consensual? Like, did you say yes? Like, did you want to? And she said no. And so I said, okay, well, I'll take you to the hospital and they'll do their little test on you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we'll go from there, because I didn't know what like to say to the police or anything, because I didn't know what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
At the house. And so we got to the hospital. I don't know what time it was, maybe like 2:40, something. Mm-hmm. Around there. And we checked her in and we just took her back. I think the girl's name was Macy, the nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And she performed the test and everything, and Megan was freaking out, just like really stressed and scared. And so I went back there with her and I just sat with her for the 4 hours that we were there. And then all of the police started coming in, and then they discharged her. They gave her a bunch of medicine. They discharged her. I went back to my apartment.
Okay. When you picked her up, who was with you? Do you have a telephone number for her?
Yeah, I can get it.
Yeah, can you get that one? That'd be perfect. Sorry, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And when y'all picked her up, what was she dressed? Do you remember how
she was wearing a t-shirt of his and her shorts and a pair of socks, I'm pretty sure.
You remember what his shirt looked like?
It's a H-U-K fishing.
A what now?
H-U-K fishing.
H-U-K fishing.
Yeah.
I must not be up with the new trend. It's gray.
I have no idea. Sorry.
All right, no, that's all right. Did she have anything with her?
Just her phone.
Just her phone?
Yeah, that I know.
Did she have a wallet or anything like that with her? Or?
No, she has something on the back.
She has something on the back of her phone?
With her cards in it, yeah. That's all that I saw.
And so, let me see if I get this right. You're at home, mm-hmm. sleeping. Mm-hmm. Phone goes off sometime around 1-ish, starts going off. You see that it's her, she's asking for help. You respond to her, she sends you back a address. You grab your roommate, y'all drive out there. As you're pulling up, she's in a taxi cab. She pays a taxi, she gets out of the taxi, she gets in the car with you. All she's wearing is her shorts, socks, and one of his shirts. Y'all drive back to your place.
Yeah.
You're there for 15, 20 minutes. She's telling you that something happened, that he forced her to have sex, and that something needs to be done. You tell her that's a decision you got to make. Yeah. She finally decides, y'all collectively decide to go to the hospital. You drive to the hospital. You sit with her until the police arrive. As soon as you get done at the hospital, y'all go back to your place. What did she tell you that happened?
She was like rambling a lot. She said that he took her there. She doesn't know how she got there. I don't really know much. She went in the house. She was with another person too. He made her go upstairs. I don't know every detail of what happened up there. And then she said she came out of a window and jumped off the roof and was looking for her keys, but she couldn't find them.
Okay. Was Rebecca with her at the bar?
No. Me and Rebecca were both at the library.
Okay, so you don't know who was with her at the bar?
Mm-mm. Okay. I have no idea. She said that she wasn't with anyone when she left Innisfree.
Sit tight for me if you don't mind. I'll be right back. I think I got everything I need, and I'll get you back. I know it's going to be a little chilly, so just give me a second, okay?
Alrighty.
find...
She's missing her shirt. No, I'm sorry. Okay, so her shirt... Here, step back and make sure I get it right. So
it's gray.
So what does it look like?
Well, my roommate just picked it up off the couch.
Oh, so her roommate found it. Your roommate found it.
Okay. Another roommate. I have two roommates.
And it's a gray shirt. Can you just do me a favor? Let's text the roommate back or whatever you need to do. Just tell them to hold on 1 second. I may get somebody to meet them and get a green shirt here so we can get them back to her, okay? You come on up front. Here, okay. Let's